An inspiring weight loss story.
I saw Arthur's video.
I made some bad choices about exercise.
With the knee braces, the back brace, the canes.
And I made some bad choices about eating.
And his belly was out to here.
And when I saw him trying to do this with crutches, I thought, okay, I can do this.
I started DDP yoga at 601 pounds. So I've lost 180 some odd pounds.
With DDP yoga, I dropped 185 pounds.
Lost over 92 pounds.
A year ago, I couldn't walk to my mailbox. And yesterday, I ran a 5K, and it's because of DDP yoga.
You gotta be kidding me! Jason Roberts!
I've lost 65 pounds. More importantly, man, I've got my life back. I have the ability to dream again.
57 years young. This is what DDP yoga is all about. It helps you hold back the hands of time. It's DDP Radio.
Welcome again, DDP Yoga Warriors, to another edition of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins, along with our very special guest co-host today, originally from Ireland, now coming to us from Illinois. We got Liz Collins on the line. She's filling in for Stacey Morris tonight, who's a tad under the weather. So we want to thank Liz for being with us. And also, of course, you know who he is. Ladies, remember his name. You'll be screaming it later. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert McLaren. What's going on, guys?
Hi, how's it going? Oh, you're bashful.
I love giving Robert like the ultimate intro every week, because he's the most underappreciated man in DDP Yoga. So I think somebody needs to come out here and toot his horn every once in a while.
And then I'll deflate it later in Words with Friends.
Yes. Well, no, I'm in the lead, so I didn't want to hear that.
So we got an awesome show tonight. We've got Dallas checking in. Diamond Dallas Page is going to be checking in. He's going to be talking to us about a few things going on with DDP Yoga. And also, I wanted to hit on this real quick. Big in the DDP Yoga world, we got DDP Yoga coming to Canada. DDP Yoga is truly a global phenomenon, and our neighbors to the north in Canada have a DDP Yoga workshop coming your way in Vancouver, British Columbia area, Sunday, May 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. It's happening at the Richmond Oval, Olympic Oval in Richmond, British Columbia. For info, check out ddpyogacanada.com or, of course, the DDP Yoga Hub, ddpyoga.com. Robert, anything else we need to hit on before we get going into this week's topic?
No, I think that's really it. I mean, we're all we're still gearing up for the DDP Yoga Retreat, so you definitely want to get on that as quickly as you can if you haven't already.
Yeah, the retreat is just like, that's the ultimate DDP Yoga like experience. You guys haven't had a chance to get into that yet, definitely sign up. There's still time. ddpyogaretreat.com. Like I said, my girlfriend and I have gone the past 3 years, and it is the highlight of our year. So if you guys get a chance to check that out. And it's the ultimate DDP Yoga experience. If you get there, you'll be DDP Yoga for life, I guarantee you. And we've got Liz. Liz, thanks for coming on with us, filling in on short notice for Stacey this week.
Well, thank you for having me. This is a tremendous opportunity.
Liz is like the ultimate DDP Yoga warrior. She's one of our very first DDP Yoga certified instructors in the planet, actually, and one of our first DDP Yoga female instructors, along with her, what is it, the Hardcore Sister for Life? Is that what you guys call yourselves?
Yeah, the Hardcore Sisters.
Yeah,
Christina Russell.
Liz and Christina Russell from BodyRebooted.com. They're an awesome bunch of girls right there, and they're doing such amazing things in the DDP Yoga community. And Liz is going to be an awesome wealth of knowledge getting into this week's topic, which is accountability. One of the most crucial elements of your DDP Yoga journey. Would you agree with me there, Robert?
Oh, without a doubt.
And this is actually your topic. You came up with this topic. And I was really excited when you told me about this topic because, you know, it's something that, you know, I always definition of integrity, that integrity is, you know, paraphrasing, if you're walking along the street, there's nobody on that street, nobody sees you, and there's a piece of trash sitting next to the garbage, you pick it up and you throw it away without anybody watching. And that's ultimately what the accountability factor is in DDP yoga, is what you do on your own when no one else is watching, when you're not talking to the DDP yoga community, or when nobody's, you know, following you. Are you making the right decisions by yourself? Because that's what's ultimately going to make you succeed, be the difference between succeeding and, you know, falling off. Because that moment when you're alone, what are you doing? You know, that's the ultimate self-accountability, is the most important accountability that you can have for yourself in this entire journey.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point. I think, you know, we can get into a bad habit of thinking we owe people. You ultimately only owe yourself, but you're certainly accountable to those around you. And the interconnectedness that we get from Team DDP Yoga is, I mean, there's no question about it. It was pivotal for me, and it continues to be pivotal for me, both in my successes and meeting my goals, but also just in learning about why things are the way they are and why I failed in the past and what went wrong.
Now, you've been very accountable, Liz, with your blog and you know, putting everything out there, haven't you?
I have, and it's been, I mean, it's, you know, we all have the days where, you know, you just maybe are feeling a little sluggish, you don't have the energy to quite get on the mat, but I, in the past, have known that if I sort of fall off, you know, I let it go one day, then I let it go 2 days, and before you know it, it snowballed into 6 months. And now with Team DDP Yoga, I think, you know, what would Christina think? What would Stacey think? What would Robert think? Like, all these people who I can put names and faces to. And I feel like I have to put something up to show what I'm doing, because I know that there are people following my progress. And that sort of accountability, both in what they would think if I just sort of disappeared, and the accountability of, like, presenting my failures and successes to people, has been a huge part of keeping me going. I mean, massively.
I don't know about you, Liz, but my whole, like, circle, like, half of my friends on Facebook are DDP Yoga people. So when I even if I want to avoid DDP Yoga, it's unavoidable. Just seeing everyone's blog posts and, you know, comments and messages, you know, if I don't feel like doing something, you hop on Facebook for 5 minutes, you see all your friends talking about it, and it inspires you and it keeps you accountable that it's a huge part of your social life is ingrained in this DDP Yoga.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I, for the first kind of 6 to 9 months, I was on Team DDP and it was sort of new to me in my life. I segregated the people from Team DDP and the people on my Facebook, but bit by bit, like you said, I think about 2/3 of my friends are Team DDP people. And like, so even if I were to delete my Team DDP account, which I never would, I couldn't walk away from it. Like, it's just so entrenched in my life in so many ways, and Facebook would be one of those ways. I mean, it's just sort of spread. I mean, obviously now I work as a DDP yoga instructor, but, like, you know, just it's percolated down into various different areas of my life where I wouldn't have really thought it would have gone.
Absolutely, and having that accountability of, you know, people just checking up on you. Accountability is the show for the day, first of all. And it's such a huge, like I said, crucial part of your DDP yoga, because if you're not accountable to somebody, whether it's family, whether it's your DDP yoga family, whether it's friends, whether it's to yourself, you know, if there's nobody driving you and picking you up when you're not feeling it, and, you know, there's so many ways to be accountable, and you just have to find the one what works for you. And you left a comment on my Facebook page the other day that I haven't responded to you yet, but I was talking to you about how I got home and the last thing I wanted to do was do DDP yoga. It was the last thing I wanted to do on the planet. But that's when you need to pick things up and just, you know, make yourself do it, because there are plenty of times when you don't want to do it. And having you cheer me on after that and all the comments I got saying, you know, way to go, and, you know, that pumps me up and makes me want to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, and or the next time you have a weekday, you'll be more pumped up for that weekday. Like, or a fatigued day where you just, you know, when you don't have that energy, yeah, like the first time's really hard, but then, like you said, you put it out there and you're just honest with people, like, hey, I couldn't do it today. And then someone will say, get on that, do energy. And it totally, yeah, it pumps you up. And it makes the next time you hit a pothole a little easier.
Absolutely. And being accountable isn't necessarily being accountable to your celebrations. You probably have dealt with this in the past too, Liz, is being accountable with your frustrations and your tribulations as well. You know, when you're not doing things well and you're not feeling DDP yoga. It's being accountable to that as well.
Absolutely. In fact, you don't need to be accountable to your celebrations and your successes. I mean, they're kind of self-happening. It's literally your failures and your unmotivated days that you need the accountability for. And I mean, like Robert has touched on this before, I've always been very careful to put up all my failures online. I mean, there's, be it my forearm tumbles and whatnot. But I mean, you have to be honest. I mean, Facebook can be a little bit like a highlight reel of your life, but I think we shouldn't approach Team DDP that way. We should just lay it all out there. Like, you know what, hey guys, I sat down with a bag full of Snickers and worked my way to the bottom of it. I feel disgusting. Anything, whatever it is you did, you should just put it out there. And because, Facebook can be kind of a judgmental place, but when you're in the Team DDP bubble, there isn't that judgment. People are just going to be like, they'll either comfort you or they'll give you advice and they'll help you move on from that failure so you don't kind of pound yourself over it.
And I love that you use that analogy of like a highlight reel, because I feel like a lot of people on their journey in life and on Team DDP Yoga only feel comfortable sharing when they nail a position or when they're doing awesome. And that kind of intimidates some people to come to us with their failures. So I highly encourage people, or not failures, but struggles. I highly encourage people to come to us with your struggles, because a lot of people, when they see all these people, posting their awesome, DDP Yoga moments, which is amazing, but it makes it hard for them and intimidating to come when they really need us. And that's when you really need to get yourself into the group. You don't want to disappear in that situation, because that'll see you just disappearing for good.
And you know what? If you don't feel comfortable, like, putting out a video or a blog post or something very public, find someone that you're comfortable with in Team DDP Yoga and send them a PM. Like, just say, hey, I had a really bad day and I just kind of feel in a slump. I mean, if you're not comfortable putting, your struggles out in a very public way, just reach out to someone, like, even if
Absolutely.
It's just one person.
Dave Orth has listened to me countless times. Oh, my knee's banged up, I'm having a rough week, and, we throw things off each other. Sometimes it is intimidating to go on Facebook, and, not everything needs to be put on Facebook or on your blog or anything. You can keep things yourself, but just to have that person that you trust that you can go to and say, listen, I'm having a rough week, man.
Well, I mean, you mentioned Christina. We actually had we're working on another one of our videos, and I just got to a point where I was like, I'm done. I don't want to just use what we got. And she PM'd me back, and she was like, no, it's not good enough. We're not half-assing this. You need to redo it. And if you can find someone who you feel comfortable with, that you're equal to them, they're not above you, you're not above them, but that they will also feel comfortable giving you a kick in the ass when you need it. That's latch on to that person with every last fiber of your body. Like, this is, if you can find that person that will really get the best out of you in terms of your accountability, that's what Team DDP Yoga is all about.
Yeah, and being an accountability factor means you can't sugarcoat things sometimes for people. Sometimes people want to get in touch with you and hear what they want to hear. And accountability partners, sometimes, giving the tough love, telling people when they need to straighten up and when they need to, when they need to get a hold of themselves. And that seems what you have with Christine, that you're comfortable enough with each other that you can give each other a kick in the ass when you need it.
Yeah. And I would also say just, put yourself out there incrementally. Like, I have, the first video I put up where I fell on my ass or I wasn't wearing makeup or I was overweight, was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But little by little, you'll just try it once, and I promise you, you will just get nothing but love and support from Team DDP Yoga, and you'll find that it's a very safe place to do that. Whereas I wouldn't necessarily dream of that on Facebook. All my pictures are pretty well cherry-picked. And
Well, the community is such a supportive place. And like I always tell the story, when I first joined Team DDP Yoga, there's a few people kicking around, Dave Orth and Sparky and Robert and a couple other people just kicking around. And I go in there and everybody is so nice and so accepting. I'm like, ah, crap, I joined a cult. Because everyone was just so nice, and there's no nice people on the internet. That's the thing. You go to the internet.
Was it you who said that? I heard that on a DDP Yoga thing, and I made a little picture out of it, and I have it on my one of my albums.
Really?
Yeah, I love that quote.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was just – It's just like you don't find nice people on the internet. There's everyone's
no, you do not.
anonymity breeds like insanity, and people just like feel they can be asses on the internet. But you go into Team DDP Yoga, and it's such a cool and accepting place that you don't know how to take it sometimes when you first get there.
Yeah, I find the same thing, and yeah, it's funny. Yeah, but you know, it's not a cult because. In cults, they ask you to drink Kool-Aid, and that would never be allowed on the phase three of the nutrition plan. Yeah.
Exactly. That's right. But we have a couple callers. We're waiting for Dallas. I think we could get on to a couple callers to talk about this week's topic. What we're going to do is we're going to have you guys call in if you guys get the chance. Robert, you have the number?
Yeah, it's 347-994-1216.
Yeah. And we're going to have you ink, or if you, however comfortable you feel, ink your goals live in the air. Ink something you want to be accountable to for the month of May. It's a brand new month. The springtime's here. The weather's warmer. Whether it's, you know, nailing a new position, whether it's getting a DDP Yoga streak going, whether it's being positive, you know, changing a diet lifestyle, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to be accountable to in the month of May, call us up at that number or hit us up in the chat room on the page. And we're going to tell each other what we're going to be accountable to, and then we're going to have the whole Team DDP Yoga for the month of May stand behind you and cheer you on through your goals and aspirations for the month of May. So let's go to Bill right now. We got a first caller, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, guys? The cool topic is accountability, and I guess, you know, myself, I need a little bit of that because I've been touch and go with working out. And I haven't really got a streak going, and because I've been in the process of making like adjustments because I'm 3 inches different on one side, height wise. So I'm trying to get that all evened out, and I just haven't really been into working out because I'm just trying to take care of that. And even though I have chatted with. Liz that's filling in for Stacy on occasion. I like to kind of more or less pick her brain a little bit and just kind of maybe just get a kick in the ass.
Well, Bill, that's the thing. I mean, you gotta be able to push yourself, but you gotta be able to know you obviously you have some limitations there with what you're dealing with. You're trying to compensate for those limitations, and you need to know when is okay to push forward and when it's okay to pull back too. So you need to find that balance for yourself as well. And I think you're doing a good job of that because you're still sticking with it, man. You're still calling us up. You're still moving forward despite your limitations, mm-hmm. which you know would be a perfect excuse for a lot of people, but you're still pushing through it.
You know, and I look at it like, you know, you say put everything out there, you know, kind of whatever you're comfortable with. Me, I say I'm an open book, so it's like if you guys wanted to know anything, whether it was about, you know, a good day, bad day, off-the-topic deal, you know, that's just me. And I look at it like all this little stuff is building up to me doing the actual – you know, the actual DDP yoga workout, you know, eventually, you know, I just, I've found it actually of all places on eBay as well. Yeah, it's just, you know, once I get the difference taken care of, then I'm going to dive into it for sure.
Absolutely, man. And DDP Yoga is a lifestyle, and being healthy and being fit is a lifestyle. And lifestyles have good days and bad. You're not always going to be on. Not everything's going to be perfect. We talked about that last week. But you're still here, man. You're moving forward, and I commend you for that, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. And I'll be you know, listening to you guys and calling in and letting you know other updates as well.
Awesome.
Great.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, Bill.
You too.
All right, and you know, great. This is a great topic this week, Liz. I don't really know much about your story. I've seen you around DDP Yoga, and I've seen your progress. But did you come? Were you larger at one point? Did you lose weight, or were you always?
Yes, I did.
You did.
No, I was never this fit. Not before something. Never. Like I was.
Yeah, because I see your pictures, and you're like insane, and I'm just like, she couldn't have been coming from very much.
I came from nothing. Like, I was 50 pounds heavier than I am now, and zero of it was muscle. I had never had arm tone. I'd tried at various things, but I never stuck with anything for longer than a month. I've never been to a gym class in my life. You go find Miss Moffat from St. Andrews and ask her who Liz Collins is. She will stare at you blankly. And, you know, I was a lazy smoker, and I ate crap, and I did other things that I'm not going to, my mother wouldn't be proud of me saying on the radio. Not a healthy person at all.
Well, that's just a testament to who you are, though, is you came from a person who was never in a gym, who was a smoker, who was unhealthy, and now you're freaking teaching one of the coolest workouts on the planet. How's that for progress?
The coolest workout on the planet.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to move on.
It's a testament to DDP yoga and to Team DDP. I mean, it's as simple as that. I'm nothing special. If anyone could be this, you know, just stick with the program and get in with the crowd.
That's the thing is it's so doable. People don't realize how doable getting fit is and getting healthy is. It's not easy by any means, but it's doable. And all you have to do is, you know, make up your mind to do it and set your life to change. And, you know, you're an amazing inspiration for someone who's done that.
Oh, well, thank you.
So we got our boy Travis on the line. Travis is here. Travis is a weekly caller. Travis, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? And all hail to the doctor of the plank, Liz Collins. How you doing?
I'm great. Hi, Travis.
I told you I was going to call. I really love this topic, whatever, you know, the accountability. And the best thing I can say is about accountability. There was something that was put out on Facebook one time. Is like, yeah, you never know who's watching. And there was a picture of a guy doing a plank, whatever else. And he has his little toddler, you know, right next to him, you know, where you're just out of eyesight, doing the plank right along with him. And that's what I think about when I think about accountability. Is, you know, people are watching. You may not see it, but if you just keep putting yourself out there, you know, you're more inspiration to other people, and that just keeps your stuff rolling to own the day.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, and you mentioned children. I mean, I've got a daughter, and I know a lot of us have children. It's so important. You don't have to make them do anything with you, but if they see you doing it, like what they see their parents eating, what they see their parents thinking is a good pastime. If you're a couch potato, you're going to give rise to couch potatoes. If you're my kid, the other night, it was 9 p.m., she needed to go to bed. She had a screaming fit at me because I would not let her do DDP yoga. I'm not kidding. She screamed for 30 minutes because she's a 3-year-old and that's what they do. But that's what she's absorbing from her environment. And, I mean, as a parent, you are so accountable to what kind of role model you are. Kids will do more of what you do than what you tell them to do by a long shot. So, I mean, that's a great example of accountability.
And it's not just...
Liz,
it's not just the DDP yoga side of things either. It's just the being positive and keep moving forward, being persistent. I keep talking about DDP yoga all the time. Just ask my family, and my 12-year-old will shoot it right back at me, all on his own, just out of the blue. So, you know, the more you do it, the more you speak to it, the more it's going to come right back to you.
Yeah, and if you model positivity, you'll give rise to positive children. If you have grit and determination, that's what your children are going to have.
Liz, I love that you're teaching your child early to be healthy, because I find a lot of people I know who are trying to get healthy often will make two meals, one unhealthy meal for their children and their husband or whatever, and then one, you know, decent meal for them. And it's almost like you're punishing your children that way by teaching them how to eat that way, you know, at such an early age. Because if you get at them early and just instill those values, you know, that and instill the education of clean eating and eating really well. They're going to take that with them and have that knowledge whether they want to use it or not. So I love that you're teaching your child early, you know, how to be healthy and make the right choices.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important at that age. I mean, their little developing brains are so susceptible. If you feed them food that's full of, like, refined carbs and sugars, they're going to get addicted to that. And, in fact, there's a lot of research shows that the makeup of their bacteria in their stomachs, which will drive a lot of what kind of weight you end up being, what kind of foods you crave, that gets locked in at a very young age, and it will be dependent upon what you feed them. So if you feed them healthy food, they're going to have, like, the bacteria of a healthy person. If you feed them crap, that's going to grow the bacteria of someone who's overweight and who craves and is addicted to crappy food. So it's very important for a number of reasons.
It's an awesome point. Travis, thank you, man, for calling in. Pleasure as always.
Yep, have a good night, guys.
All right, man.
Take care, brother.
Thanks, Travis.
Yeah, thanks, Liz.
So before we get to the next caller, how are we looking? Do we hear from Dallas yet? Is he coming on? Or?
Yeah, he should be on any second now.
So should we hold off on our next caller, or should we?
Well, he's... Hold on just a second. I'm sorry. I had a little trouble with my...
Yo, you guys there?
We're here, brother.
Yo,
hey.
Yeah, I was listening to what you guys are talking about. Sounds good. And way to adapt and pop right in there, Liz. What's up? How you doing tonight with the show? You feeling good?
Yeah, this is so much fun. We're having a great time.
Cool. Yeah, and I'm glad you guys are talking about food. Did you guys get a chance to see that thing that Robert put up today on the new movie coming out called Fed Up?
No, I didn't. My computer died.
Mike, did you see it?
I saw the link, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I'll watch it right after the show.
Well, it's funny. I thought you guys had already seen it. Robert, you saw it, right? Robert? Okay, I guess he's answered calls coming in.
Yeah.
I thought you guys had seen it. That's why you were talking about, you know, the food the way you were. I try to get everyone to watch that movie, which was a great movie, Genetic Roulette. Yeah, and of course Food Inc. And I try to get people to watch that, you know, before I'll even really talk to anybody about, you know, trying to lose massive amounts of weight or turn their life around or, you know, end some of the inflammation so they don't feel as beat up. But there's a new movie coming out on January 7th. And of all people, she put her name on it. Katie Couric is the one behind it. So it's coming with some stroke, you know, and she's one of the prime. Her name is like on the top, like not Katie Couric Presents, but it's something like that. And you got to go on Team DDP Yoga and watch that trailer. Because they're not going after wheat. They're not going after dairy. They're not so much going after the genetically modified foods in our, you know, as their main focus. They're going at something even stronger, which to me is the number one addiction in the world, and that's sugar.
Yeah.
And, man, they got a clip up there from Michelle Obama saying something about how, you know, let's get the kids out in the playground. How hard can it be? Well, you know, back when you were in the playground, Michelle, the kids weren't eating all the shit that they're eating today. And they went on to Coca-Cola without saying Coke because they showed the can because they were just giving little clips of every little thing and, you know, all the cereals that we feed our kids and how much sugar is in per ounce or whatever. But, I mean, they really got into getting like comparing the big sugar companies, you know, who put it all, you know, label all the food with all the sugar because they have to label that, to the cigarette companies in the 60s.
Wow.
So, and they say something like that. So that was the main reason I wanted to pop on today because it's right around the corner. May 7th will be here next week. So if, you know, if you're involved with what we're doing here, and you're trying to, you know, listen to these podcasts because you're looking for some sort of guidance, some sort of inspiration or motivation, I'm telling you now, just watch the trailer on Team DDP Yoga. If you are calling in because you were on Twitter and were following at Real DDP or at DDP Yoga and you popped on because of that, go just, I guess you would just search YouTube for Fed, F-E-D, Up. And one, Fed is in red, I believe, and Up is in blue. So, you know, red and blue, it's, that's the Republican, Democrat, that's America, you know. So, you know, it's basically really trying to enlighten people just how, you know, bad. Of, I think they said 60-some thousand foods. You know, with, and then they talk about how much sugar is in them, like there's processed sugar in everything. So, you know,
I was going to ask you, sugar's in everything. How do you? I mean, where do you start? I mean, they don't make it easy for you to give up sugar. I mean, they put it in everything now.
And that's what they're saying, because the way they advertise it. Like, I just watched. I was on the WWE.com. Because I wanted to, we're going to advertise on there. We're going to put DDP Yoga up there. And I saw John Cena doing a whole thing around Fruity Pebbles. And Fruity Pebbles is one of the things I think that they show as far as getting kids to want to love the cereal. Well, let's feed them the sugar. And I'll tell you, Mike, you know, that's a great question, and there's not a great answer. Because, you know, when Jake was wanting to give up crack and coke, he had to get himself out of that environment. And he wasn't living in a crack house, but he was down the street, or you know a mile or two from the corner where they could get crack, and then hanging out with those people that do crack. So you get away from that environment and you create a positive environment where there is no crack. Well, then you can't get it, so it's not readily available. Same thing with booze. Whether it was Jake or Scott or whoever, you know, get them away from, not just out of the bars, but away from the people who drink, but maybe also out of a room by themselves where they're drinking, and get them around people again with a positive mindset that want to, you know, that live a better, healthier lifestyle. And you're more likely to get them help to get them off, you know, the booze. And that gambler, take that person out of the casino. And keep them away from people who are always gambling on stuff. Well, with sugar, you can't really do that. So it's really the hardest of them all. Like, I'll go through my little sugar fix once in a while. And what I do then is I just eat so many that I feel like shit. And then I don't want to do it anymore. You know? And I'll binge on something like that, literally, so I make myself feel like shit. And I'm like, well, it was awesome on the way in, but not so much, you know.
Hey, G, I got to ask you a question real quick. Did you see this news story? There was a big news story. Taco Bell put out this huge press release, and they listed all the chemicals they have in their product, and they defend every single one of them by saying, well, it's in yogurt, it's in all this stuff. Get a chance.
Wow.
Going on this whole, like, propaganda campaign where they're saying that, you know, everything they do is edible, and, you know, they defend every single chemical they put in their product, and they're trying to sell this to people now. And there were like 30 different kinds of sugars that they put in their taco meat that they have defense, you know, statements after every single one of them. You should check it out.
You know, what it comes down to is they have no defense for creating a healthy product. There's not as much money in it. And for all the people out there, you know, like, it goes back to wheat. You know, wheat used to be 5-6 feet high. Now it's 18 inches, but it yields three times the mass, three times the money. So it comes down to the money. And when you know, what do they say? A best offense is a good defense. You know, in this scenario, you know what? This shit's in everything. So everybody's guilty if we are. Wait a minute. If you're eating 10 candy bars a day, and you start eating one or two, you're going to do way better. So that doesn't really fall in. If you're going to make a horrible product that's not real food, well, maybe if you try to make it healthier and through a couple, I mean, that's what Burger King did. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, they stuck a salad, lame ass salad, but at least it was a salad, you know. So they were sticking healthier things in there. I don't think with a product like Taco Bell, I don't think you have much defense. Because if they're charging $1.19 for the burrito, and you think they got to make it, they got to have someone put it together, they got to pay taxes on that land, and unemployment tax, and federal tax, and all that, how are they making any money? Three things for a dollar, how are they making any money? Because it's such garbage, and it's done in such monster quantity. You know, to me, looking from the outside man looking in. But, you know, you also can look at the side where you can go online right now and find thousands of articles that'll tell you how bad milk is for you. But you can find thousands of articles that'll tell you how great milk is for you. So it's all about lobbying and PA, but really what it comes down to is common sense. And that's why you've got to watch movies like Fed Up, Food Inc., Genetic Roulette. You have to know what's in your food. And we didn't have all the disease and, you know, diabetes. They really get on diabetes. But we didn't have all the cancers and the allergies. You know, like, we have friends who listen to this show or are part of DDP Yoga that their kid doesn't have one or two allergies. They have pages of allergies. Wow. Like Crystal Stewart, who is MS, and one of our biggest supporters, and, you know, works with us and helps us out, do a lot of things with DDP Yoga. She has to make the toothpaste for her children. Toothpaste. You know, so it all comes down to the what you are eating today and how you are changing, you know, by eating genetically modified foods, which is not real food, your genetics are changing. Where you get to a point where you get in your 40s and your 50s, all of a sudden you can't consume that shit anymore because your body goes, you know what, I'm not going to let you do that anymore. I'm going to make you sick. I'm going to make you weak. I'm going to make you hurt all over. Your body's going to tell you what it's going to do to it. So eventually, you know, it's like that guy who did that. What was it? The guy who did the 30-day thing with McDonald's?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Super size me.
And what happened to him during that thing? Oh, my God. You know, and I'm sure it's facialized, but it wasn't all. What were you saying?
I said it's crazy that Katie Couric is putting her name out. She's a network TV personality. All her advertisers are people she's rallying against here. For her to put her ass on the line like that is huge.
She must have money.
Yeah. But you look on network TV, who's the advertisers?
That's true. Well, going back to the movie, the question you asked about sugar, I looked up the movie. It's fedupmovie.com. But on the front page of it, it's got the Fed Up Challenge, which is sugar-free for 10 days. So you do that, and they actually send you tips about how to do that. So that might answer your question there, Mike.
You know,
of
all days for Stacey, because I'm sure she'll make this, you know, thing when she comes back, because Stacey really has done that. You know, that's her whole cookbook. You know, and she's got a lot of awesome sugar-free recipes that still taste amazing. And, you know, it started with Terry Lang. You know, it fed off of that book, Wheat Belly. Because I gave it to Terry because I said, I read four chapters in, Terry. It's a little bit over me right now. Give me the highlights back. You know, she's an RN on top of being a massage therapist. And I said, give me the cliff notes of what's really important here. And she took that book and she followed that book. And that's how she lost that last 18 pounds. She thought she'd never, ever, ever lose. And what she did was give up processed food and sugar. And when she came back, now she'll eat, you know, the purest sugars mixed in with her foods, and she's not gained an ounce back. She looks amazing at 62 years young.
Mm-hmm. I definitely need to get an education on that.
So that's really all I wanted to say, Lizzie. I'll let you go back. You guys can talk about that after I go. Bring up some people and talk about some questions, and you know, like what you're doing there. And guys, keep up the great work. By the way, who's coming to Mexico out of this crew? Liz, I heard you're coming,
heck
right?
Yeah. Yes, I am. 9-15.
Hey, how many years in a row is this?
This is my first year.
This is your first year. I know, but Mikey, how many years you come?
This is going to be my third year. We look forward to it every single year. It's the highlight of our year.
And Robert, this is going to be your
so
second
excited.
Year, right?
That's right.
Listen, if you're really wanting to jumpstart your lifestyle, and, you know, it's been hard. You've gone on and off, and you maybe I hit the workouts the way you really wanted to because you didn't feel, like, really inspired, or maybe you started eating really good and then you fell off. And if you really want to get, like, a super-size jumpstart, you want to try to make it down to the retreat. And if you can't make it this year because, you know, it's going to be July around the corner, set it as a goal for next year. But I'm telling you, if you want to set the goals in your life and really get, like, grounded, you know, we've got 11 days down there from the 5th to the 15th. Some people are doing all 11, but most people are coming in for 3 or 4 here or 5 or 6 there. You can come whenever you want over that period. I'm going to be there the entire time. Actually, the first week, because it's coming off of a 4th of July, it's going to be a light crowd. So if you're looking to really get some real solid time, I'm there the whole time. And, you know, we work out hard. You know, you don't have to make all the workouts. You do what you want because I want people to enjoy themselves. I don't want you to treat it like it's a diet. I want you to come down there and eat good. I want you to work out good, have a good time, and we party too. So, you know, there's cocktails involved as well. But I've never had anybody leave there and say I gained weight. And when you can go away on a vacation and actually lose weight, have a great time, and feel super energized to get back and own your life, that's where you do it. If you're looking to check it out, go to ddpyogaretreat.com. And anybody who's going to be up in the Vancouver, Canada area, I will be doing a workshop up there on Saturday. This Saturday coming up, I'm flying to Vancouver tomorrow, doing a little bit of PR up there. And I know we got some people. I know my buddy Paul, he's going to be coming by. I just got an email from him. I'll be up there for, I think, I know Marnie's going to come out there too. I got another Facebook from her, said she's going to come out. So look forward to seeing you guys up there in Canada if you can't make the retreat, but it's going to be a blast. And I just, matter of fact, just solidified some dates with my boy Matt Hancock, one of our certified DDP yoga instructors, and he'll actually be down at the retreat as well. It's going to be an awesome time. I'll be heading out to, I believe the date I have for Matt Hancock's up in LaSalle, Illinois is going to be August 9th, which is actually my sister's birthday, my sister Sally. And she's the one who actually runs the whole retreat down there in Mexico. Guarantee you have the time of your life. Liz, looking forward to seeing you. Eminem, great talking to you. And
yes.
Robert, I will talk to you tomorrow. Everyone else, have a great night.
Thank
Take
you.
Care, brother.
Yay, he's coming to Chicago. Oh, that's the best news.
Nice. Dave Orth actually asked me to ask Dallas a question, but I didn't get a chance to. So if anybody knows any wheat, books besides Wheat Belly that Dave could check out, or if anybody recommends regarding the DDP yoga lifestyle, you know, let him know. But we've got Dave on the line right now, don't we?
Yes,
Robert?
We do.
Yes, you
Dave,
do.
What's going on, man?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Sorry, man. I couldn't squeeze your question in.
That's all right. I'll hold it against you. I hold it against Robert. It's his fault.
Yeah,
damn right.
Robert's fault.
Everything's his fault. So it's not your fault, Mike.
Anymore. If my girlfriend yells at me for not taking out the trash, I'm blaming Robert from now, and that's my new
I like it.
Yeah. No. I was just I wanted to find out if there were any other books besides Wheat Belly. We were at a workshop this past Saturday up in Brielle, New Jersey. Dallas had a workshop there, and somebody who was at the workshop hit me up on Team DDP. And, you know, I always remember the movies, the Food Inc., Genetic Roulette, Fat, Sick, and Dead, to check those out, and Wheat Belly, the book. But he asked me if there was another book. He thought there was another book. I'm not sure, so I just wanted to throw that out there. If anybody knows if there's any other book besides Wheat Belly that's been recommended, I'm not sure. But
Well, there's a couple in the chat room already. Against All Grain and Grain Brain.
Okay, I'll check them out. I appreciate that.
I have a great one that I use. It's kind of a simple guide to gluten, but it really helps if you're first breaking into it. It's called the Gluten Free Bible.
Okay.
That's the first. It's a great intro into getting gluten free.
Okay. All right, cool. I just want to build some resources so that when, you know, a lot of times people will ask me and hit me up, and sometimes my mind fails me and I can only remember so many things.
And it's great. I was just going to say, if you wanted to extend that to dairy, there's a great resource called nutritionfacts.org. And basically, it's this
nutritionfacts.org.
Okay. Okay.
And it's a nonprofit. It's not funded by anything. And he basically takes peer-reviewed science articles. So it's not opinions or, you know, the hippie side of things. It's solid science of nutrition. And he makes little daily videos or little blog entries. So, you know, it's in layman's terms. And it's just a great resource. And it's, like I said, he's not biased by money or whatever.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I dig that. Check that out. Dave.
Yeah, so I'm just calling. I did want to thank everybody. I don't know if anybody's listened who was at the workshop this past Saturday in Brielle, but it was as all the workshops are, it was really incredible. I think we had close to 60 people. It was at least 50 people, if not 60 people. I mean, some people came in from Pittsburgh. Somebody came up from Washington, D.C. So, I mean, it says a lot when you have people coming from all around the country to come to these workshops. I mean, it's really an event that, you know, you guys talk about it all the time on the show. You know, it's so worth it. You know, I can say it 100 times, but it's worth the trip, worth being there, because you just get such a inspirational feeling, you know, being around everybody and hearing everybody's stories is really one of the most special parts, I think, of the workshop, just hearing why people are there. And what brought them there is really, I think, you know, very inspirational.
Absolutely. Well said, man.
And also on the accountability side of things, you were saying earlier, Mike, you know, you and I have probably been keeping, you know, each other accountable on many levels for a long time. And it can't stress how important it is, you know, to have somebody to be, you know, to share that with, you know, to be accountable with, you know. Just sometimes you have those moments where, you know, you need to reach out sometimes and be like, hey, I'm really tired. I don't feel like doing anything. And, you know, or I slipped off my diet, or, you know, my eating habits haven't been exactly what they should be, and have that person there to keep you accountable, but also to, you know, just help pick you up when you're down.
Absolutely, man. And you've been there for me so many times. I've come to you, oh, I'm banged up, man. You're like, just come on, go through, pull through. And I appreciate that, man. You've really been gone above and beyond and helping me out in this journey.
Oh, man, it's you're a friend of mine, and I'm always, you know, I'm only a phone call away if you ever need anything. And, you know, that's really another huge part of what, you know, the Team DDP Yoga community is about, you know, building friendships, relationships. And, you know, we all have, you know, different goals, but, you know, I think we're all trying to achieve a similar lifestyle. And that's, you know, something that kind of binds us all together in one way or another.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it, brother.
You got it, guys. I don't want to hold you guys up, so appreciate it, and have a good night.
I will see you in a couple months. Schmelhouse
in Mexico.
On, so we'll find out the countdown.
I'll see you all in Mexico, and Robert, I'll make sure Customs takes good care of you when you're coming through.
I'm sure you will.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks, bro.
All right, we're going to find the countdown in a minute, because I think we got Schmelhouse, Don Schmelhouse on the line. What's the countdown, Don?
65 days, 12 hours away.
Oh, it's an eternity.
Getting
What's
closer
on,
every
Don?
Minute. Not much, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing good, man.
I'm doing real good. Couple things. With the food, since we kind of got off topic on the food issue, the way I'm going about the food is I just don't overcomplicate it. If I look at a label and I don't know what that ingredient is, it means I don't need it. Put it back, stay out of the aisles, perimeter shop, you're good to go. Drive-thrus, there's no use for a drive-through at all.
No.
And Lord knows, months ago, early on, I would circle fast food joints and literally drive through the drive-through three times and not order a thing. Just to turn away and, no, I don't need this. I don't want to be that person. I'm going to be better. So
awesome,
if that's what it takes, do it. I mean, I've sat in the Sonic Park pull-up and looked at that red button thinking to press the button, and then I'm put in the CD of the Dallas's his little speech, his motivational talk, and I sat there and listened to that, and the roller skate girl came up, can I get you something? I'm like, no, I really don't need nothing, thanks, and left.
That's awesome. That's really great. I mean, because I struggle with food, and, you know, once I've gotten that far, I mean, it's almost like I've pulled the trigger. So if you can get that far and then pull yourself back, that's phenomenal resolve.
Well, and my line of work and what I did, I would drive the streets. My office is my car. My office is now my home, but I would go from place to place to place all day long, and before I started DDP Yoga, I was that guy who ate three meals a day out of a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just convenient. Well, I can still hit the streets, but I don't have to eat out of a bag from a drive-thru. It's doable. You just have to uncomplicate it, and just like life, don't overcomplicate it. So, anyways,
and people don't realize how. Sorry, Liz.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, people don't realize how much, you know, willpower does go into it. And I said this last week. Willpower is a big part of, you know, changing your lifestyle, and it's like a muscle. Once you work that willpower long enough, it gets easier and easier to be able to turn things down and walk away from things. Like Don said, you just kind of need to distract your mind from that moment a little bit.
Take a moment to breathe and believe in yourself.
Well said, man.
So let me flip this back over to topic. Oh, go ahead, Liz.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, first of all, for regards willpower, I mean, it is great that you can do that. But if you're like me and you can't, I spoke to Nancy when she was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she gave me some great advice. You know, she told me to take a probiotic, but she was also like, if you can't take one or two cookies, you know, without eating the whole pack, then you can't have cookies in your house. And so I'm not the person who can drive to the drive-thru and then have that willpower. So I just can't go on to, you know, I can't have the cookie in the house. I can't go to the drive-thru. And I just know that about myself. I treat it like the way, you know, some people can go into a bar and not order a drink, but certain alcoholics can't. And they just can't go into the bar. And so you have to, if you don't have the willpower, that's fine, but you have to set up boundaries for yourself to work around that.
Can't set yourself up for failure is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm off. I'm kind of like that. I'm okay turning down something, but as soon as I have one or two and get a taste,
that's me.
Yeah.
Yep, that's me. Yep. I mean, if the packet doesn't get opened, it's fine, and it could sit there for a week. But once I have one, we're throwing the packet in the trash.
Yep, absolutely. I was the same exact way.
So I just don't have them in the house because that's all it is. And actually, this sort of what Don is saying and then the whole topic and sugar, what DDP was saying, all kind of come full circle for me and what I'm doing for my accountability this month, which is that I just turned 34, and as my brother cheerfully pointed out, if I lived 68, that makes me officially middle-aged. So I am committing to mindful eating, which is that I sit down, I'm always at a table, I eat on my own, I don't have any distractions like iPhones, just all my senses are engaged in eating. And I'm committing fully to almost paleo diet, where it's just, you know, like Don, what you were saying about the ingredients, I've gone one step further. If it has packaging, it's not food. So I'm eating vegetables, fruits, nuts, I'm allowing beans because I'm vegan, so, but no dairy, no, and nothing in a packet. So no more gluten-free cookies. They don't count. Nothing refined, nothing processed. So that's my
a great goal.
I'm putting that out there as my accountability.
That's awesome. And Team DPO will be behind you the entire way.
Something else I found out with the food and the eating and even the workouts, I kind of went back and pulled out some of my dog training books from when I had Sipe, when we were training and everything. And I have, it's just on a sheet of paper, the NILF rule. And I broke that apart. I'm like, well, if I was training him the NILF rule, why can't I just do that for myself in my life? And NILF is nothing in life is free.
Okay, you said NILF. I thought you said
NILF.
Something very different.
Nothing in life is free.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I
especially
just,
when it comes to food and health.
Yeah. So that's kind of
very good.
Where I've pulled it back to on that. But as far as for accountability for this month, I am, yes, I'm going to say this publicly to the world as I draw a diamond on my sketch pad. This past month, April, I declared it a diamond month, and it was diamond cutter month, and it started off Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and along the 14th, I changed it to do DCs every day, so I kicked in 22 this month. Well, I'm going to take it the month of May and make it a full diamond month.
Awesome, man. Killing
it. Wow, awesome.
We'll see how that goes, but I put it out there to the world, so now I'm accountable, and it'll be posted up on my blog accountability page.
You got this, man.
Oh, I know I got this. I've just did 16 days in a row.
Awesome, man.
So,
well done,
Don. I appreciate it.
And actually, Don, before you go, I just want you, you were the one who came up with the phrase, today is a non-renewable resource, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's such a profound way of thinking about how we eat and how we exercise. So I just wanted to give you a public shout-out for that. Such a
well,
great
I appreciate
thing.
It. It's just bubbles that come out of my head early in the morning, okay. Usually after I get off the mat.
I love it. I love checking your Facebook.
Well, enjoy. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks,
Don. Thanks, bro.
All right, we have Georgia on the line. We've got to speed things up a little bit. We're running out of time. Georgia, how are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm calling in from Texas.
Texas, all the way down to Texas.
It's hot. I'm ready for the cold weather back. But everything is good. But I'm just going to keep up because I know that y'all have a lot of other things that y'all need to cover before y'all wrap things up. But I just want to thank y'all for, first of all, for letting me call in and talking and say that the two things that I'm going to try to my best to do for, I guess what y'all call accountability. You got
mm-hmm.
issues, man. It's hard for me to talk. The two things that I'm going to try as far as accountability is to, I want to get my teeth, because, see, that's why I can't talk, you know, it's because my teeth, I haven't gotten any teeth made, and so that's one thing I want to do, and my other one is I want to get my ingrown toenails taken care of and the problems with my feet taken care of, so that I can start doing the DDP yoga workouts, you know, because I haven't had that chance. And a lot of people, you know, they think that I'm just a schwab and everything, and it's not that. It's just I'm on a lot of medication that called me to gain weight. And the same medication that called me to gain weight was the one that called me to lose my teeth, because it called my teeth to deteriorate. And I had to have them all pulled at one time. So.
Yeah, it's hard when you have those limitations that you can't start when you're motivated to. But, you know, I have a feeling that you've got the great mindset and you're feeling good about things. I have a feeling you're going to get through this and you're gonna rock it and be a DDP Yoga warrior.
The other night I was watching Dancing with the Stars. I couldn't help it. They played that Ricky Martin song, La Vida Loca, and my mom thought I was going to Loca because I got up and I started dancing to that song because it's putting to them. But anyway, I want to thank y'all for y'all. Thank y'all for your call, for letting me call in. And my God bless everybody who is doing the program. And for those that are losing weight and are being, what do you call it, our influences, thank you. Y'all are the what we need as encouragement. So my God bless you all, and have a good night from Texas.
You thank too. You thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and we have one more caller we're going to squeeze in real quick, and it's about 10 o'clock, and then we're going to wrap things up. We got Cliff on the line. Cliff, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. What's
good, brother.
Well,
hey, how are you?
Good. I'm good. I was planking during part of the show, and then I can only do that. But, you know, you said something about your brother. He talked about middle age.
Mm-hmm.
He really defies that better than anything else. Because I used to say I'm not going to be in middle age until I'm in my 70s. I'm hoping to live 140 or something. But I think middle age is actually the day after you're born. It starts. We're always in middle age.
Absolutely. Well, he's 9 years younger than me, so obviously he's going to be a brass. But you know what? When I was in my teens and my 20s, and I was youthful, I was overweight, and I felt like crap. So if I have to leave my youth behind to feel great, then the middle age will be my golden era.
Right, exactly, your golden era, but you're in your youth now. You're doing youthful things.
Exactly. It is. Absolutely. I'm sure, I mean, you know, look at Terry. I mean, she looks younger than all of us put together, so.
Oh, yeah.
As Dallas says, you're only as young as you feel. And,
right. Yeah.
And you're feeling pretty good.
Exactly.
So Terry's not old enough to vote then.
Yeah, exactly. She'll outlive us all.
Exactly.
Yeah. The other thing about accountability is that's how we do maintenance as well. You know,
absolutely.
You get to a point like me where I lost my age in pounds. Right? So now to keep that, I have to do accountability to keep the loss I had and the health that I've gotten out of it to keep working out after a year. And, you know, Liz, you're at a year now, too, of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
To keep at it, you have to do accountability. It starts, and it's like everything. It starts with yourself, and then you have to find other ways to do it. Our little, they became huge after you did a half an hour of planking now, but our plank challenges are what helped keep me going.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, those challenges are a huge part. I mean, it's a connection to the group, and it's a goal.
Right, it's like they say that yoga is not competitive, but they lie.
They're just not doing DDP.
What is the other one? My yogi can beat up your yogi, and we can say that better than anybody. Our teacher can.
Yes, we can.
Right.
I would love to do a show on. Sorry, I would love to do a show on like the maintaining too, because a lot of people, you know, don't know how to be motivated after the scale stops moving or after they've gotten to where they need to be. So I'd love to do a show on that sometime. Maybe you guys can call in for that one as well.
Absolutely.
That's a big question. You have all these programs that are like 90-day programs or 30-day challenges, and what do you do after the challenge is over?
Mm-hmm.
So I hit an extra ab challenge. Somebody had an ab challenge where you were doing crunches and leg raises, and then the ab plank, the easy plank, the alligator plank. Not the easy plank. None of them are easy, but it's easier at times because the wrists don't get tired.
Yeah.
When it started, you did a different amount. I got to the point where it got to like 150 of the crunches and 65 leg raises. And I do the three-second ones like we do with the Red Hot Core. And then you do about... They were saying a minute and a half plank was really good, and we're way past a minute and a half of any kind of plank, right? Most.
Yeah.
So Now, and they would do 3 days on and 1 day off. I still do that. I do 200 crunches now, right? And I do a I do 100 leg raises, and that's really tough after that many crunches. But it gets everything together, and then I do like a 4 minute alligator plank because I'm just taking.
Man, you're an animal, huh?
I guess so. You know, I mean, that's what I have to do outside of yoga, because I have to do a little bit more because I have to catch this goddess that's got me looking like I'm not doing anything. I thought 11 minute plank was pretty good, and she came back with 20 minutes. He's crushed me. How old is this kid with the new ad plank that you put on?
Yeah, everyone has posted that on my wall. Apparently, I'm the go-to for planks. So she did 70 minutes in an alligator plank.
You are the.
I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a go, but we'll see.
There's a guy that did an alligator plank for a Guinness Book or something, and he's a CrossFit guy, I think, or something, and he did like 18 hours.
Whew.
An alligator for some kind of fundraising thing. It's like an ex-Marine and stuff. And 18 hours is a long time to sit through without a TV going or something. Well, I know now I can plank longer if I turn the TV on. Music doesn't motivate me, but the TV will distract me. Anyway.
Awesome. Well, keep killing it, man. We're going to move on because we're running out of time, but thank you for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Take care, Liz.
Thanks,
thank
bro.
You.
Do we have Robert, care, time for Robert, do we have time for the last caller? Or?
Liz, can you hold on for one more caller?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
All right,
we got
Officer X on the line. Officer X. Hello.
Hey, brother, you there? Okay, well, that was the fastest call we've ever had.
Real quick, Robert, I want to get your accountability for the month of May. What do you want to do for the month of May?
Well, you know, I just, you and Stacy kind of knew about it. When I was in New Orleans, I screwed up my back, so I'm just kind of getting back to 100% now. So but what I want to do is get back up to full strength with a strength builder and be able to do that without modifications again. So that's my goal. That's where I'm at right now.
Awesome, man. That's a great strength builder. Is an amazing pack punch workout. It's not the longest workout, but I think they squeeze the most into the shortest amount of time with that one, and I think that'll really help your back out.
Yeah, well,
and,
that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing to rehab. That and fat burner have done a lot to rehab things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's nothing like DDP yoga for a bad back. I mean, people come here with all kinds of injuries, but I've never heard people, you know, get more out of an injury from their back. You know, everybody with back problems ends up benefiting somehow from DDP yoga.
And knees.
Yep.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
I tried
physical therapy for knees, like, and that didn't work. DDP yoga did.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's so good for your body. And when you go to P90X or when you go to Insanity and you beat the hell out of your body and your knees are hurting, your back's hurting, come on over to us at DDP yoga and we'll have a good time.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to give my accountability real quick, and nothing more to keep you accountable than pain. So I'm going to put this out to the DDP Yoga listeners. I've got Mexico coming up on July 8th. Katie and I will be arriving in Mexico, and I've been kind of complacent with my weight loss. And I know how to lose weight, and I know what I'm doing wrong, and I know what I can fix to lose weight. So I'm inking my goal that I'm going to lose another 15 pounds by Mexico. I'm going to weigh myself tonight. I'm going to let you guys know. And if for some reason I screw off and I don't get to my goal where I want to be, I'm going to let Dallas Page in Mexico chop me, not once, not twice, but three times.
Can you make sure you do that after the 9th so I can be there to see it?
I will. I will let him chop me three times. If you know Dallas Page chops aren't light. He's not
oh, yeah.
In there.
No, he doesn't play around.
I'm making that my goal. If I don't
you'll do
15
it.
Pounds that I want to lose by Mexico, I'm letting Dallas Page chop me three times. I'm going to put it online. I'm going to video it if I can't do it. And I'm hoping to God I do it or my chest is going to be sore for the rest of the trip, especially with the sunburn for Mexico.
Well, hey, speaking of pain, I just wanted to put one thing out there to everyone. I'm running a marathon on Saturday. It starts at 7 Central, and I plan to run somewhere between 4 and 5 hours. So I will have my iPhone with me, so if anyone in Team DDP Yoga wants to send me inspiration or support or whatever, my Twitter is @LizDDPYoga, and so I would really appreciate if the community could just tell me to get a move on and keep going. The first, don't bother for the first 2 hours, but from like 9 Central onward, I would definitely appreciate the help.
Yeah, you know, people, that's a great, that's really cool that you're doing it. It's a great goal, but it's still running for that long on purpose. I don't get it.
Yes, but you're supporting it with your tattoo design, so.
Yes, I am. Well, I'm supporting you because you're an awesome person, and even though, yeah, I let you win on Words with Friends from time to time, and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The only time I run is when the ice cream truck is going down the street.
Yeah, I mean, if,
come back.
I'll tell you what,
back.
If I'm running, someone has a gun. That's just, you know.
So, well, anything else we got to hit before we go? It was a fun show. Thank you so much, Liz, for being with us. We'll have to have you come back and talk about the maintenance factor as well.
Absolutely. I'm in. Come in.
Absolutely.
You're a pleasure to talk to. We appreciate it. And Robert, pleasure as always, you sexy beast.
Yeah, that's our private talk. It doesn't go over the air.
I already had to listen to that before the show started.
Yeah, that was awkward. Remember, we've got the retreat coming up, so check out ddpretreat.com. And of course, we've got the workshop in Mexico or Canada through ddpyogacanada.com. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else that we need to plug in there? Go ahead, Liz.
And he's coming to Chicago August 9th to Matt Hancock's gym.
Woo-hoo! Yes, and we're going to put
And I'll be there.
And Liz will be there, I'll put that up as soon as we get the details.
Absolutely.
Literally with bells on.
DDPYoga.com. DDPYoga.com for all the information on all things DDP Yoga, and always here at DDP Yoga, DDPRadio.com every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you to Liz. Thank you to Robert. My name is Mike Mullins. Until next week, are we ready to roll? Own today. Own your accountability and own your life. Bang. See you guys.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.